And the next week it's going to be going live. So you can just go right to the Apple Store, pick it up, get it on there. And like I said, the first page that we're putting out for nothing.
Right.
So the delay, the people that wanted it, the people that supported it, is going out for free.
Okay.
You know.
And we'll let our Mayhem fans know.
A couple of months down the line, there's going to be charges for certain things that will be coming up. But, I mean, it's minimal, you know.
Right.
So.
Well, very excited. I can't wait to get it myself. I think it's an app that every biker should own. You have to get this app.
Yeah, because there's going to be, like, road stops and barbecue stops along your route. So
yes.
So it'll ping for Johnny. His phone's going to blow up or die from
That's
all the
right.
food
yeah.
stops he's going to pre-program in for his
there's
route.
There's going to be hundreds of them.
No. It's going to be great, though. But thank you so much. And try and stay warm in Nantucket and, you know, don't do the rest of
I'm
the joke.
I'm going back in now.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Love you.
I talk a love for you, man.
All right.
Later, brother.
Bye.
Later.
That was so cute. Clinton Justice is on. Denise, we got Aaron Waller. He's on back and
Aaron.
Forth. And Jane is saying there's no sound on YouTube.
Yeah, no.
Sound now, but not great quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's YouTube now.
Whatever. Now I'm going to bitch about YouTube.
Nah. It's all right, Jane. We're multitasking.
Yeah, well, pretty soon we're going to be all on YouTube. We're going to have all our little tricks, and we're going to have an awesome show there.
Oh, we'll be still on Facebook, too.
Yeah. But, you know.
Well, we'll have all the good stuff over on YouTube as well.
I forgot to tell you to check the P.O. box.
Oh.
Because Aaron sent me another bottle of,
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that noise?
That's your thing plugged into the phone. Thank you.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, you have to change your
plug. I got to fix that, yeah.
His plug's loose, folks. It's not fitting in the hole right.
It's the wire, actually.
You know, like I said previously.
Not your wire.
Why?
Feel it.
No. It's the hole.
It's the phone. All right, well, we had a phone call coming in. I'm going to call back. I believe.
Well, you want to call back on my phone, maybe?
No.
My phone probably won't give you that problem.
Well, I have the phone number. I have the line, too.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, hold on.
I don't mind if people have my cell phone number.
Hold on.
Well, yes, I do, because all you creepy. No, I'm joking.
Facebook time
we
out.
We love everybody.
Facebook don't time out. No.
Oh, we're having issues. James Talley's on. Aaron Waller
up,
is
James?
On. He's on both. Oh, Talley. He's had to go to YouTube. Facebook timed out. That's better. Okay.
Well,
I don't know what happened.
Well,
I still see
still,
me.
We're still live.
We're still live.
So, hold on. Okay, Paul is going to call around 9.
Okay, good.
All right. So.
Paul is from Life Unloaded. Him and Ida shipped their motorcycles somewhere.
Yep.
I forgot where, but Paul will call and let us know.
That's right.
Hey, brother and sister.
Hello.
Who do we got?
Hello?
Can they hear us?
Paul is Life Unloaded.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us? Hello?
Can you hear us?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, who we got on the line? He's listening to
this
himself.
This is Michael Myers.
Oh, Michael, you're online. Okay, so listen, do me a favor, doll. Whatever you're playing.
Yeah, I can hear you, but you can't hear me, evidently.
No, we hear you great, but we got a little delay.
Michael Myers.
I know.
Halloween.
Yep.
We know. We got
you. You have your radio on too loud behind you.
All right, so are you ready for this? You got to lower the show in the background. Hon, Michael, you got to lower the show in the background. And focus on the phone call.
Yeah, I said that.
I know. We got it right here. Hold on.
Yeah.
You
want
to do the Mevo thing? Okay. So, Michael drew this.
That's my wife on the television. She's watching you on the television, and I'm watching you on the computer.
Okay, that's
awesome.
Cool. But listen on the phone, because then you'll see the delay afterwards, so we don't sound silly. But you sent us in this drawing that you did of our logo, and I thought it was really cool that you took the time out of your day to do that and actually mail it in. So I wanted to thank you very much for doing that, and I love how, because you can't really see it on the Mevo, but on you used silver and this like glittery thing on the wheels and the rear fender, and the blue is awesome. So it's totally cool that you drew that and that you sent it in to us.
Yeah,
and
it's fantastic.
And we love it. We love when our fans send us stuff that they've made with their two hands. Or, you know, that, like Aaron, you know, sent us stuff that he bought in the store.
We like that, too.
Well, we like that, too.
Plus, I believe in our P.O. box is a motorcycle, too, waiting for
us. Oh, yeah, okay. It can't fit in our P.O. box. But, Michael, we want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and to get
Hey, no problem. He sent the logo and I done the drawing in a few minutes.
Yeah, and your shirts were definitely mailed out.
I swear. He mailed them, finally.
I found them in the back of my truck. I thought they went out.
They didn't go out. So
they went out.
They went out to you guys. So you're all set. And I want to thank you so much again for being a fan on the show. And we really do appreciate it, for sure.
I send the show over to Old School every time I catch you on.
Okay. Thank you so much for doing that. That's super.
Yes.
That really is.
Yes.
You're awesome.
Y'all stay warm and take care.
Thank you. You have a great night, too.
You later, brother.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was so cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Right?
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I love when people do stuff like that and they send us stuff, and Aaron, I'll check. Aaron will send me a message when it has arrived at the P.O. box, and then I will go to the P.O. box and get it.
I think he did.
And he didn't send me a message.
He sent me a message.
Okay.
So, you know.
Why are we arguing?
It's what we do.
Thank you. Hey.
So, come on, folks. Anyone out there want to give us a shout? We're just hanging out. It's only me and Margaret tonight, and I don't want to be here with her.
Why do I even want to be in the same room with you?
Exactly.
But hold on. I wanted to say something, damn it.
What's up, Kansas City?
Hey, this is Aaron. How are you guys?
Hi, Aaron.
What was that?
Something making noise behind me, and then maybe it's a cat. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm getting scared.
Okay.
All right. No.
We heard noises. We got scared.
No. Oh, the print is printing.
Oh, the print is printing. Okay. Well,
I didn't push print.
Hey,
so what's happening, Aaron? Did it shift into the P.O. box so I can go and get it in the morning?
You know, it is there. I sent Johnny a quick little message. Didn't send it to you. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I'll learn. I should know that.
Send it to me first, please. Thank you very much.
What are you saying?
Because you forget everything.
Well, you're welcome. Kay, I've got two things I wanted to bring up to you. One of them's a motorcycle. One, I finally got a ride this weekend after being sub-zero wind chill, like negative 40 one day here.
Right,
I finally got my bike out, and that was nice.
Wow.
But two, for any of the listeners that are going to be going to Sturgis this year, I discovered that Buffalo Chip is offering a 3-day camping pass and concert.
Wow.
And I don't know if they've done that before in the past. You had to buy all 5 days or even 8 days or better if you wanted to go to all the concerts.
Right.
And it was pretty price, you know, expensive up there. So anybody that's going to go up there right now, they've got a 3-day pass. It's only like $165 for 3 days of camping and the concert.
That's amazing. And they have some great concerts at Buffalo Chip.
Wow, excellent.
I'm going to put the link up there now. Oh, man, the women are hot, too. Holy
this God. Year, I'm going to go. I'm going to be going up there. I'll be there on Sunday, but I'm going to start camping out there on Monday. And they've got Eric Church is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I can't remember. I think Lynyrd Skynyrd's going to be featuring. So some great bands. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
It always is out there. So.
And the prices are ending soon. They're saying now phase one prices are ending soon for the 3-day passes. So to reserve now.
You got to get in there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. You get package. There's like different what is this package? Phase one prices. 3-day passes available for Package A, Friday through Sunday, Package B, Monday through Wednesday, or Package C, Thursday through Saturday. And Sturgis runs Friday, August 3rd to August 11th. So that's cool. So if you're not going to get there in the beginning, so that's actually really cool how they work that out. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
for anybody that hasn't been there, one of the nice features of staying at one of the camps, and not just that camp, there's several camps. you can get on the shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take a shuttle from camp to, like, the Full Throttle Saloon. You can go down to the Iron Horse. You can go downtown. And you don't have to try to park your bike because it's chaos if you haven't been there before.
Oh, I've been on that shuttle.
That way you can also, oh, yeah. And you can have some beverages while you're there.
Exactly. So, well, that's the whole idea.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, the shuttle's actually really pretty cool because...
You get hammered on the shuttle?
You're hammered all through Sturgis. And they want to make sure that everybody stays safe, so they provide those shuttles back and forth.
And you've got to be careful where you park because they literally drive around, I swear to God, with tow trucks and yank bikes out of places.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge cash cow for them. So, just play it safe.
Yeah, you got it down there. God, there must be so many... drunk DWIs on the bike down there. Forget about it.
Yeah, Sturgis doesn't mess around, folks. Yeah, they definitely do not, and they don't put up with it. So, that's why they encourage you all to just park it, lock it up somewhere, and just take the bus if you have to. During the day, you want to sightsee, you want to go to, Mount Rushmore, or you want to go out to Devil's Tower and things like that. And then when you get back and you want to party back at the bus.
The Badlands.
Badlands are beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely got to do
it. Yeah.
You know, Deadwood is great also down there. All of South Dakota and all around it. The surrounding states, too, people visit. And it actually, the people there look forward to it because it's really like their only major source of income. You know, year round. I mean, because literally they have like 6 weeks of good riding weather. And then that's it. It snows. It's cold.
I heard that it snows like after the end, right?
Oh, like, well, it was like
you know, we went out, we had 104 coming across the Badlands from Sioux City.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That during the day. We got up to Sturgis, and the high that day was like 76, and then that night it dropped down in the 40s. So people need to be prepared. We had some hail, and it can get cold, and you're in the mountains. It's just gorgeous. The rides from Sturgis are absolutely phenomenal. So
they're absolutely beautiful. And
just thought I'd call in and give the update and let people know.
Thank you very much, Aaron. And thank you for sending the replacement bottle of barbecue sauce.
I can't wait to eat
I smoked some meat this weekend, and I had to do it. I thought of him. I was like, man, he didn't even get to try the sauce from Kansas, but so I had to send him another bottle.
I used the rub. The rub I used.
On what? What did you rub out?
You know.
That's right.
I was waiting for that.
And I was going to say, I can't wait to try it on steak.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot wait to try that on steak.
There might have been another bottle of rub that fell in the package, too, Johnny. I don't know. You'll have to go down there and check it.
Oh, all right.
But guess who's got the key to the P.O. box? Yours truly.
Not for long. I can't.
Oh, my God, it's so funny.
There comes the bribing.
Oh, my God. All right, brother, thank you so much,
outstanding.
Man.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hey, you bet. You guys have a great night. Thanks.
You know what I'm going to do?
Bye-bye.
Aaron, I'm going to marinate a steak with that and cook it live so you can see what I'm doing, all right?
Okay.
And he hung up on me.
Well, no, you pushed the wrong button. You probably hung up on him.
No.
But, no, I don't know. Do you people want to see Johnny cooking a steak live as it gets... time close to grilling weather. Oh, he'll do it in the winter. He don't care.
So,
since we got nothing really going on around here.
Ugh.
But actually, we do. We could. There's a few things going on.
Yep.
Sunday, this past Sunday, was the determining day for who plays in the Super Bowl on February 4th.
Who'd you want?
Neither one of my teams.
It sucks because... They're like the two heinous teams in America.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
But what I will say about this, I knew New England was going to win, but me and Deb prayed for Jaguars. So we're screaming and yelling at the screen. And my boyfriend DVR'd it. So I said I was actually going over there to watch the game. He's like, make sure you do not tell me, do not text me, do not say anything because I'm busy working. I'm going to watch the game later. So when I got back... He's like, so how much of the game did you watch? He's watching the second quarter now, and meanwhile, the game's been over for like 2 hours. I'm like, I watched the whole game, hon. So I was actually kind of like trying not to spill the beans. But I did good. But New England won, so that's okay.
Yeah,
I guess. I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And Eagles, believe it or not, I was hoping for the Vikings only because they could play at their home stadium.
It would have been the first time ever home team played in the Super Bowl.
I think it's the second time.
No, first time.
It was the first time?
Yes.
But either way, it would have been a cool thing.
It would have been a real cool thing.
But I will say the Eagles did play an excellent game. And
did somebody teach you what to say today or something?
No. No, I was watching the fucking football game. I'm screaming, first and ten, do it again. Back from my high school cheering days. But anyway, I think the Eagles and New England, I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. And why? Because that's the one time a year I cook chili.
Nice.
And I cook it for like 3 freaking days. And I follow a recipe, family members who are listening, so I do not kill anybody. Dano loves my chili. And, so I'm going to make a big crock pot of that.
Well, you better bring some for me.
Fuck you.
Come on now, bitch.
You drive out to where I live, and you can have the chili.
They have the sticks out there?
I come out here once a week. You could drive out to my house
once a
year.
I'm in my sweatpants. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday, you could make it out my way.
I will say that the Patriots are probably going to just fucking destroy the Eagles.
I actually think it's going to be a really close game.
I hope for a good game. I really can't.
Good
game. You know what I mean? Like I said, I hate the Patriots.
Don't say the word hate. I hate the word hate.
Because I'm a Jet fan. And you got to hate the Eagles because I'm a Giant fan as well. So this is the year 2018 Super Bowl. So there you go. Well, if you guys want to share your picks, please do. Otherwise,
I think they already are. But on our feet or whatever, you can call it. But, I did enjoy watching the game. I mean, I really did enjoy watching both games. So,
good.
Yes, James Talley, it is going to be Smell-O-Vision.
I love James Talley, by the way.
Tallywacka.
James
oh
Talley
my God,
is awesome.
He's so adorable. Yeah.
So now let me do this quick. All right. Live to Ride, Ride to Live is a group page that we have. And we also have, it's a two-wheel thing that goes along with the show, okay? So a lot of stuff you'll find in the two-wheel thing is from the show more than you'll find it on Live to Ride, Ride to Live.
Right.
Okay? Now, I got to thank my admins, okay? I got their names up. You know what I was calling Faith, Heather, last week?
Oh.
And I
Who's the blonde on this team? I mean, I dye my hair
We got
brown.
Kimmy Roden.
Yay, Kimmy. Right? We love them.
They're awesome admins. They really are. You got Jane Morris.
That's right.
Right? We have Heather. No, I'm kidding. We have
Faith
McKinney. And we have Denise Harbert Ingelbritzen. I don't know. She sounds German.
Ingelbritzen.
Yes. And, of course, Hondo. Rod Freeman.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
And
you guys rock.
And you said Jane already?
I said Jane.
I'm on a 10-second delay. I'm not looking at my screen.
Also, check out Biker Trash Nation.
That's right.
With Mr. Wayne Penix. He's
right.
Awesome.
And
so
they have Camel City Bike Fest is in the works.
Yes, it is. Oh.
But this year it's going to be bigger and better because they got not one street, but two streets.
We're definitely going to try to get down there this year.
Go to Biker Trash Nation's Facebook page and or their group page and sign up. And it's Biker Trash Nation, I think, bikertrashnation.com. Go to their website, and they'll make the official announcements when they get everything all locked down. But it's going to be good. September 8th, I believe, is the date.
Is the date September
8th? Yeah, I believe it is September
8th. And that's just a great town, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I have not been to Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
I've been to Baggers. If you're over in Winston-Salem, go check out Baggers, as owned by David Holland.
You want to talk about that? Because that's really annoying the shit out of me.
Is it really?
Yes, it really is. Don't plug it back in until somebody calls. Oh, thank you, ears. Sorry, folks, if you heard that.
I don't know what that is.
That's called your crappy iPhone.
I just want to test something out here.
He's plugging my hole right now.
No.
That's the hole on the bottom there.
Oh, no. It's different than your phone.
It's not going to work.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, it's a hole.
Yeah.
Oh, no buzzing.
Wow.
Your iPhone sucks. My Android rocks.
Yeah.
Well, I have a phone number. I have my business number that they can call on.
No, it's all right.
If people have to, whatever. But
so anyway,
we have it forwarded to you. But let's see. Rich Insignia, he's
Rich.
He's watching right now.
What's
he's going,
buddy Rich? What's up, Rich?
Sup, buddies.
What's up, Rich?
Frank Holland's on.
Frankie!
Randy Miller is back home. Hey, boys and girls. Sorry you're not here, Randy. And the screen is still playing, so that's a good thing. And don't worry, I'll make sure I shut it off. Steve Parker is on.
Steve Parker, we're going to make me some more candy, buddy.
Winfred Gunter, we got him on.
I sent Winfred a very funny thing on.
Oh, somebody sent me a message. Oh, Bridget Hicks.
Yep.
Hello, Bridget. I love the name Bridget. Reminds me of Bridget Bardot. That's okay. A very unique name.
And you say Bridget Bardot, that reminds me of pizza. Pizza mm-hmm. dough. There you go. That's how it works in this house.
Right.
Anyway, listen, this is a motorcycle show, yeah. So but it's not that time of year right now, though. But you know what? It might be in your neck of the woods, though.
Right. You have a blue light. He wants to know why you have a blue light shining on your face. Because he didn't want to put a piece of electrical tape.
It's a laser.
Like I have over the microphone light.
I'm getting laser surgery as I'm talking.
So the blue light means the mic is pointing into his face the way it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And he just did not. He likes the blue light.
Yeah,
so
I like the blue light, you know.
It makes him stand out in the crowd.
It does. So
it's
join
something
us, folks.
Different.
The phone lines are open. So join us.
What's the phone number?
The phone number is 877-917-5263.
Right.
And there's actually a song about that.
Right. Geneva.
So, Geneva wrote that for us.
Yes, she did. Right. 5263. And then our opening, if you were watching it on Facebook, because we have all that fancy schmancy stuff going on, the opening video was Twinkle and Rock Soul Radio.
Yes.
And you can find her on Facebook at Twinkle Rock Soul Radio or rocksoulradio.com on the internet. You can find them.
Yep.
They were playing all kinds of festivals, and actually they had one over the weekend in Sarasota, and I was watching the videos, and everybody was wearing coats and scarves. It actually, I was hysterical.
Just tilt that phone just a little, an inch, just a little. Randy's bitching.
Oh, Randy, go fuck yourself. Oh, wait.
Okay.
You can.
That's good. What? Can Randy fuck himself?
I don't know. Why did it have to go
next
down
subject?
An inch?
If you could fuck yourself, would you? No.
I would.
All right. Randy, are you happy now, bitch? All right. We have.
Dawn's on her knees right now. Come closer, Dawn. Come closer.
We have Alabama calling in. Hold on a second.
Alabama.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Bill Mann. Hey, y'all got any, know of any small biker clubs? Recreational use like that, right in the summertime.
There are a lot of AMA sanctioned clubs. If you go to AMA.com, there are small riding groups that you can look for your state.
Plus, if you're by the Harley, you get the hog.
Also, any of the ABATE organizations. There's a few of them throughout the states. What state are you from? What state are you from?
Oh, I'm in Gadsden, Alabama.
In Alabama. So I think, yeah.
Yeah, there has to be a... What kind of bike do you ride?
I don't have one right at the moment, but I'm planning on getting a Sportster soon.
Okay.
So that's a Harley Davidson show.
Right, so when...
Go be a hog.
Yeah,
you go to your local Harley Davidson dealer, and you sign up for the hogs, and that's, you know what? That's awesome. If you want to do some riding, the hogs is the way to go, because they... They do rides every weekend, and they go far. They go on a lot of awesome trips.
Right.
Out here, man, they're always going to, we're going to Connecticut. They're going to upstate New York, Pennsylvania.
Right, and what happens with your hog when you buy a new Harley-Davidson, or even if you have an old Harley-Davidson, you can actually go to harleydavidson.com and become a hog member and they within your state, and they'll hook you up with the local riding group there for within your state, but yep. At all the big events, and Hog actually throws, Harley-Davidson actually throws hog rallies for hog members only.
Yep.
And they come from all across the states, and they have like these huge events.
Oh, yeah.
And it's exclusive for hog members, which is a pretty cool thing, too.
Yep.
And they have nice fans and things like that. But usually try AMA.com,
okay.
Also to Rolling Thunder. They are a riding and non-riding organizations, so even if you don't have a motorcycle, you can be part of it for now. They're a veteran support group, so if you want to, join Rolling Thunder, they have chapters throughout the states. And again, abate also. You know, check for a
okay.
local abate organization
all
in
right.
your state. Okay?
Also, thanks. If you become a thanks. Hog member.
What else are you telling him? I think he wants to leave.
If you become a Hog member, you also get better deals at the Best Westerns.
Right, at the hotels. You get discounts.
So check that out.
It's better all than right. AAA, actually.
It is better than AAA.
Thank you for calling in.
Have a great day, brother.
I keep forgetting about
okay,
that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So, yeah, other than a AAA discount or whatever, the Hog discounts, if you show your Hog membership card, yeah, you do.
Yep. Well, sometimes you have to call up with that. And you know what? I get free rooms all the time using my Hog mm-hmm. Best Western card.
Right.
When I go down to Florida,
right.
I stay in the Best Westerns
mm-hmm.
on the way home.
Right.
My room is for free.
Oh.
Almost every time.
I don't have to pay for any rooms when I travel.
Well, that's because you,
Well, no. Well,
you know,
yeah, I'm
spreading eagle across the states.
Not really. No, I'm getting, what's the word, payback, reciprocation for the good deeds I have done in the past.
All right, what's that? What's those good deeds?
I'm Mama Dukes. I say nothing.
Oh, boy.
What happens with Mama Dukes stays with Mama Dukes,
oh,
but that's years ago.
Yep.
So, you know, now that... You know, I'm doing the show at you, and I got to schlep all over the place.
Yep.
No, I have family spread out all over like you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Amongst other
things. I'm making to go places like we're going to be going back to West Virginia this year. Right,
right? And we are going back to Port Richey. We had a Michelle. I think Michelle had posted that on the thing. She wants us to come back down there. The Seaside Inn.
The Seaside.
Michael Allman's favorite hangout and Mark Marino's favorite hangout. And Mark stopped calling us. And I hope nothing seriously wrong in it. That he's totally in love.
He's
and
in
doing
love. That's what it is.
I know.
He's in love and that's it. You know? He's gone. We lost him. So.
I know. We never hear from him. But what's going on with Michael Allman now? We got the Frosty Cruise.
We got the Frosty Cruise coming up. I believe I have that in here somewhere.
Right, you can throw that up there. And they still have some rooms available. And Lisa Poole said, you know, you can contact her. I think it's Frosty Cruise. Let me get that link. And then I can say it and post it. I'm writing Fruity Cruise.
Nice.
That's almost as bad as Camel Toe Fest.
Yes, yes.
It's FrostyBikerCruise.com. For all of you that want to still reserve your tickets. It's a 3-day cruise. Like Gilligan's Island, you know the deal. And it's actually a lot of fun. It's happening in May. But definitely you want to reserve your spots now. I think she's still taking deposits. But it's relatively inexpensive, you know, per person for 3 days. And it includes food and drink and exclusive concerts with Michael Allman, Jasmine Kane,
yep.
and a couple other really great acts that are just for the people that sign up for Frosty, what is a Frosty Cruise.
Right.
That I posted.
Yeah, and that's going to be insane. Imagine being on the boat with those guys. That's going to be a good time.
That's why I'm not going.
And that's going to be a fun adventure.
Because I will probably never make it back home.
Oh, I'll go to jail hanging out with Michael Lumman?
No, I know. But Daytona Bike Week's coming up in March.
That's definitely coming up.
And we're like 51 days away from spring. Woohoo! I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that are you going to go this year? Or?
I'm not going to March, no.
Right.
I'm going to go to Biketoberfest.
Yep, that's fine.
Because I actually may be going down in February for, what is the one? It was Thunder by the Bay in Sarasota.
Okay.
Because that's a 3-day thing from the 15th to the 18th, which is also, I believe the 18th is also the Daytona 500.
Right.
The racing, NASCAR racing.
Okay.
Same thing, so maybe I'll check that out.
Okay.
On the way back. But, yeah, I'd like to do Thunder by the Bay. It's going to be down in Sarasota County Fairgrounds and downtown Sarasota. Also, I think the address for the event itself is 3000 Ringling Boulevard in Sarasota. But just go to Thunder by the Bay, Google it, go online. We've posted the link and check it out. Twinkle and Rock Soul Radio, they're performing
okay.
there as well. So if you're a fan of Twink and Tony...
All right.
Definitely go and check that out for sure.
You have to approve the whatever.
I have to approve you?
Yes.
We're having I thought I did approve you. You should automatically be grabbing it. It says it's opening.
It's opening.
I don't have to approve anything.
Okay. I don't see it. It's here, but...
Well, it says it's opening on my end. We have this thing that he has this new... program
fun stuff
yeah that So you guys that are watching on Facebook, you can't see it on YouTube, and you can't obviously see it if you're just listening to us.
That's right.
But he has this program that makes him super cool, and he can put, you know, little overlays on our video on Facebook. But right now, our computers are not talking to each other because I can play something on my computer, and he can stream it to you guys on Facebook. You know, like those porn movies I show.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, no, that didn't go live.
It can.
I don't want it to.
It can. It definitely can.
We charge extra for that.
Yes.
We have to make some money somewhere because we're only down to two sponsors. If anybody knows of anyone that would like to sponsor our show because of all the fancy schmancy stuff we're doing, we have the on-screen display, and we're actually playing live commercials now.
Yes, we will.
Eventually.
And in 15 minutes, I will.
Right.
I will play.
Not now.
Not
now. And are you... Wait, I have to ask Johnny a question, but you guys can listen in because you're watching. Are you on this network?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only one.
Well, I have you... I have it connected, and the Bluetooth is on.
Okay.
Is it on? Bluetooth is on.
Hmm. Odd.
I don't understand. Are you this? No.
I don't know.
Okay.
We're having a real exciting show tonight.
Sorry. Wait, let me just move my boobs around.
We're downwind tonight, so, you know, we had a tip all planned for today and shit.
Well, we already spoke of the tip earlier on about the tires, and then Michael Harrison called in and spoke about
it. Yeah, I know, but Randy's tip. You know?
That was Randy's tip. I said his tip
I like his tip coming out of his mouth, all right?
Whatever.
Well, just put the tip in
from
his mouth.
Tip to your mouth.
Exactly.
Whatever. Do we want
to
play Red Wolf's thing?
Well,
we can't because you can't see it.
So, I can't see it right now.
Well, that's right, because you need to be connecting to me. And you're not.
Why?
Johnny's having issues with the buttons. Who knows?
You know what?
Well, we tried Red. It was working earlier. We tested it, and now it's not working. So,
if it comes on, then I will do it.
Once the little thingy stops spinning.
Yes.
In the never-ending spinning.
So anyway,
we're loading.
What'd you do this weekend besides watch football?
My boyfriend. Just like you.
Nah, I did my boyfriend?
Yeah, you did your boyfriend. That's what you said. You got laid. You didn't specify who, and you said Dawn got laid too, but you didn't say you laid her.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, I also have one more thing here to talk about. Hold on a second.
He's going to talk now. Oh, joy.
Hold on.
So my sister makes excellent lentil soup, by the way.
Right.
I had that for dinner prior to coming here because, you know, it is the warmer weather, and it's soup Nazi time. So if anybody has really awesome soup recipes that they want to send my way, you can message us on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio because I can follow a recipe very good. I am not allowed to create from my brain. So if you send me a really good soup recipe, I will create it.
If anybody has any really good soup they just want to send me, I'll take it.
No. Oh, please, dear God.
No,
I want to do. Oh, yeah, Randy Southern Engine Morgan. What a name. I love that, is on. He's watching, and good night. Well, Jane left. Okay, good night. Good night, Jane. She left YouTube. I don't know if she's on the Facebook. She's a very busy woman now that she's the director of the 9/11 Foundation. I think that's great. She's got a lot going on there,
yeah.
Yeah. So, what also is happening, which I got cut off last week on our anniversary show, down for Daytona Bike Week, and maybe you can zoom in on this after I speak it, I guess. Willie's Tropical Tattoo, it's chopper time. It's the old school chopper show. And it's March 15th, and it's from 11 a.m. I know you guys can get up that early. To 4 p.m. Cycle Source will be there. I don't know if the Mevo can... I'm moving it over. Hold on. I want to change the angle of the dangle here.
Hold on, this way?
What are you doing to me?
I don't know.
All right, so that's it there. And if you go to the official Daytona Bike Week, you'll see everything on there, but you can also go to Willie's Tropical Tattoo, and you can also go to Cycle Source Magazine. Can I put my arm down now? Thanks.
You may.
And Cycle Source's Facebook page, and they have all the information posted there.
Okay.
But it's actually a really cool show. I went to that last March, and there's bands, cash, and prizes, and it's jam-cram-packed. So get there early so you get a good parking spot, because parking is very difficult, or you're going to be walking a long way.
Well, yeah. Well, anywhere during Daytona Bike Week.
Well, in that particular area, the only parking lot close to it is the drugstore, and people do get towed out of there, folks.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So, you know, if you can get there a little early, that's fine, but it's always a good time with that, with the old school thing. And I heard from watching Chris's shop talk that he got a Sportster, and they're going to be building the new Twisted T motorcycle that they're going to do another raffle for.
Excellent.
They're going to, you know, tear that down and rebuild it. So we're excited.
Is it the same thing with the,
I don't know. It's going to be something different. It's not going to be the same thing.
I mean, same, send in a video.
What do you mean?
I tell you how to win the other one. You have to send a video win.
I don't know what the contest is going to be this time. He didn't say.
Okay.
He just said they got a Sportster that they're going to tear down and rebuild for the new Twisted T bike. You got to be in it to win it kind of thing, and it's going to be another giveaway, and all the details will be announced by Chris and on his CycleSource page.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
you guys can go check that out, too.
Excellent.
I think so.
Excellent. Well, what if you turn your computer off, turn it back on again?
Why would I want to do that?
And then we'll pick it up.
Oh, and then I'm going to lose everything that I have on here right now.
Oh, yeah?
I would tell you to turn your iPad off. Johnny, do you see how this is? You give him a new technology.
Yes. You want to turn the iPad off, we lose the whole show.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Well, actually, why don't you go back to the app and
log
out of the app.
The app already is open. It's been open, and it says
close it and reopen
the
it.
Built-in eyesight is ready. So, built-in eyesight is ready.
Well, that's your camera. What?
No.
What's that?
I'm putting my finger on it. No. Don't even go there.
It's still.
All right, I'm going to restart it.
Yeah, restart that shit.
Well, maybe while I'm restarting the computer, you can go to commercial.
Well, we could do that. You want to go commercial?
Go to commercial while I'm restarting this thing.
All right, then we'll
please.
Be right back.
Because I don't know how to restart it.
Words. No, we won't. Because, of course, that's not working now.
Yay! Happy, I don't hate Mondays.
Yes.
Yay. I'm restarting my computer.
Okay, let's try this one. Okay, that was a quick commercial. My other commercial was not working. I don't know why, but sometimes that happens, and I will fix it. So anyway.
So if you're interested and you want to give us a call, great Super Bowl food party recipes, because that's coming up.
Yeah.
I want to do something different.
Yeah?
We can do the chili thing, and obviously you're going to have barbecued wings.
Oh, yeah, wings.
So does
ribs.
That, you know, does the Village Idiot?
Yes, they do. The Village Idiot does a lot. And, of course,
the Village Idiot Pub. VillageIdiotPubLI.com. It's located by us here on local Long Island. So
yeah, they're located in Patchogue. 8 East Main Street in Patchogue, New York. And may I tell you something? The food is amazing there. Amazing. And they have this burger. It's called the Marinator Burger. And I almost died when I ate it. So I have to suggest, if you're out in the Long Island area, out near Patchogue, you got to go check out the Village Idiot. You will not be upset. You will love it, trust me.
Right.
So check it out, okay?
I'm trying to open SwitcherCast now.
Yep. Check it out.
I don't know. It's not working. So.
Still?
No, but it's your end, not mine. Oh, now we're ready. What do you know? So now I got to get to the videos. So... we're going to do something with red here. Hold on. You can talk about something else.
Yeah,
other
but
than
you're,
food.
You're ready, but I'm not ready.
Why not?
I don't know. This whole... tonight's show is like... it's falling apart on us. But,
no, it's not.
I'm going to play a quick Twinkle song. And we'll be right back. Okay, we are back. And we figured out. No, don't plug that in.
I'm not plugging anything. I was plugging in the other thing. I'm trying to stop the video. Give me a second.
Stop yelling at me. She's yelling at me. Ow. Does she bitch a lot? Honestly, calling
down. I'm the radio wife. I can bitch all I freaking want. Thank you. All right. So, when you're ready, let me know.
I'm ready.
All right. For our Facebook folks, this is a... This is a 10-second clip.
It's a Red Wolf. I don't know.
It's our buddy Red Wolf.
It's our buddy Red Wolf.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Red Wolf, and you're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You lucky fuckers. Peace.
That was great.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you, Red.
Do you have the other video of the rendezvous? He sent that to you too.
Oh, he did?
He should have.
I got one video.
From
him. What did you send me?
I sent you the rendezvous one, I think.
Oh, all right. So let me go back into the Messenger. Hold on.
Take a look.
Can you see my eyes rolling in the back of my
head?
Yeah.
It's one of those nights.
I'm starting to growl like you.
It's one of those nights.
Mm-hmm.
But please, if anybody wants to bother us, please call us. We're here.
877-917-5263.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I totally remembered the number.
James Talley's giving me this fucking recipe here.
Talley sent you a recipe?
He's sending these recipes.
Nice.
He's putting up.
Don't send it to him. Send it to me,
yeah.
Please. All right, so this is the one you sent me earlier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, just a minute. I got to go to full screen because I'm working on the Wi-Fi only.
Yes.
And your Wi-Fi sucks. Like, bad. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You sure it wasn't the same video?
Positive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We shall see once it opens. All right, there we go.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to get to it.
Okay. We are so professional here.
No,
you
gotta
love us.
Yes, we're really not. We totally suck balls. Well, I suck balls. I don't know about you.
No, I don't suck balls.
Licking is a nice word.
YouTube, if you're wondering what's going on, go to Facebook for a second. Take a look.
Well, no, don't do anything yet because this is opening as slow as crap.
It is real slow. Slow.
Yeah, I know because it's straight Wi-Fi.
We're getting there. But you're going to love the video when we're done.
Maybe not. I don't know. I've never seen it, so I have no idea.
It's Red Wolf has great videos. That's what he does.
Well, I don't know. You send me all kinds of crap. Hold on. Don't do the screen yet until I get past all the perverted shit you send me on Facebook.
This is what we do, you know? All
right. So this is the video?
Yes.
Is this the one?
Yep.
All right. Let me click on this. Excuse me. I have something stuck in my throat.
Oh, I don't want to hear about it.
Well, I'm going to make it loud, and then I'm going to go to you. And then I'm going to hit...
Wait, hold on. We got a quick phone call before you do that.
Oh, God. You're interrupting my momentum here.
Hello, you're on the air. Motorcycle Mayhem. What do we got?
Randy Southern Engine Morgan.
Hey, what's up, Randy? How are you, sir?
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Hi.
What's going on?
Not much. I was just calling to thank you all for the shout-out for A-Bait.
Oh, you're everyone.
Great organization.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We are both members.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. We are all
I'm a member of A-Bait of Oklahoma and vice president of my local chapter.
Excellent.
Well, it's very nice to speak to you, Randy. I didn't know that about you. It is a great organization.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
I learned quite a lot being a member of our Long Island A-Bait, you know, with the safety and the motorcycle rights and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is a great organization for sure. And you guys,
yes, it is.
And you guys do a lot of charitable giving, like the rest of us do, at part of this lovely car motorcycle community. So, so what's happening in your state, Randy? Can you do any riding? Is it freezing cold? What's the deal over there?
It was cold up until yesterday. The temperatures were in the 70s yesterday. I got out on the road just a little while.
Nice.
And where you from? Where you from, Andy?
But, right out outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. Somebody.
The cat is going to attack something
right
now.
Yeah, something's
going to
happen over here.
We're
going to
see a cat killing something live on the air right now.
A wire.
Oh, my God.
Go lay down.
We thank you so much, Randy. And I'm very, how long have you been vice president of the DFA chapter in Oklahoma?
What was that?
How long have you been vice president of Abate in Oklahoma?
Just a little over a year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
But I've been a member. I've been a member for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
That's great.
Excellent.
See, so the gentleman who called in earlier, there's one of the organizations you can definitely seek out.
Yes, definitely.
Sure. Thank you, Randy.
Yes, and I was so happy to. I'm so happy to hear y'all give a shout out to Abate.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We love Abate.
Yes, we do.
I have my card in my bag somewhere.
I got mine somewhere.
I've been a member for quite a while. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Not you. You just joined.
Hey, I've been quite a while.
Yeah, 3 months.
Yeah.
But thank you so much
That's
for being a fan.
Years.
So, while we have you on the phone. Randy Engine Morgan, Southern Morgan. I can't remember the name. I got to look on the screen. What is your favorite place to go riding, other than your home state? Like, do you have outside of your state?
A bike week?
Or even in your home state, do you have a favorite road? Is there a beautiful scenic area? I'm sure, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm sure it's beautiful there.
Yeah.
My favorite is to ride over into Arkansas, to go over to ride Eureka Springs and maybe up into Missouri. Some beautiful rides there.
That must be, oh, my God.
God, I'm going to move out of New York for sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So you you do it with rides? Do you do stuff like that?
Yeah, we organize rides with our Abate group. We've got about 10 of us. It's the core group that go ride pretty often.
Good. That is great. See, that's what's so good about being part of a tight-knit group like that. Yeah, no, it's good because you develop new friendships and you have people you can go riding with and you can choose, you know, whether or not you want to go riding or not. But it sounds...
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's always nice. And you always got somebody that's got your back, which is great, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Randy, for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Talk to you soon, bud.
Keep listening.
Uh-huh.
Well, to me, not to Johnny.
Yeah. Later, brother.
Have a great night. Okay, you got to pull that thing out of there.
No, that's good.
You took it off of the thing. All right, so.
All right.
All right, I got the thing plugged into my hole. Hold on a minute. I got to turn the sound up.
Okay, turn up the sound.
Hold on a minute. And I'm going to. You ready? Let me know when you're ready.
We're ready.
I'm going to push play. So for all you Facebook...
Hey, what's up, everybody? We've got a couple of dates for you for the month of February. We're going to give them all to you now. Mark them in your calendars, and later on, there'll be other videos explaining in more detail. Starting out with February 3rd and 4th.
Harley Rendezvous.
That's right. Harley Rendezvous Classics, baby. And that's happening... Where's that happening?
That's happening in the Edison Expo Center at Raritan Center.
That's right. It used to be in Somerset, if you guys remember. They switched it to a bigger, better venue. And that'll be February 3rd and 4th. Now, they usually have a motorcycle show, car show, vendors from all over. Really cool shit will be in the house. Butch's Hot Stuff Hot Sauce, and yours truly, Red Wolf. That's an event. Did you mark it down? Okay, what else we got going on here? We got February 8th to all our friends in Virginia.
In Virginia.
We'll be out at the Bayside Harley dealership, which is the biggest Harley dealership on the East Coast. And they got a lot of shit going on that day.
And we're having that hot sauce contest. Butch's Hot Sauce has got to make up a real hot sauce that all the other people make up. Not good tasting like mine.
That's right.
But I'm going to make up a really hot one, and we're going to give them a 5-minute venue not to have any water or milk, and we're going to see who wins.
This is the stuff that makes you shit razor blades.
Woo!
And that's going to be February 8th at Bayside in Virginia. we'll go into detail, because they're going to have a lot going on there. Belly dancers, magic acts. It's going to be wild. What else we got coming up? February 9th, 10th, and 11th. We'll be at the, you can catch me and really cool shit at the huge Philly Tattoo Convention happening in Philadelphia. So I'm going to go from Virginia on the 8th to Philly on the 9th.
There you go.
That's quite the schedule.
That's a traveling man.
February 24th, it's that time of year again. Harleyoke. Yours truly will be there. Really cool shit will be in the house. And if you haven't been to Harleyoke, you better fucking get there this year. No, it's a really good event.
And it's called Party Time.
That's right. What else we got going on here? We got February 25th. You can catch me and Butchie at the Huntington Hilton for a convention that's going on there. And that's going to be in Oyster Bay, Long Island. What kind of show is this?
It's a fisherman's show. They want a hot sauce specialist, so they called me.
They called the best.
And they need the narrator to come over and sell the hot sauce.
That's right.
And maybe some fishing poles. We don't know yet.
So mark them all down on your calendars and keep looking, because this week, each one of those events will have its own video explaining everything in detail.
There you go.
Pencil it in now so you don't forget.
Keep it posted.
Peace.
Peace. I don't know what happened to the video.
Well, I hope everybody had the audio. It's the signal. It's the Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah, we got to...
sharing stuff.
Well, just if Red is listening, that Huntington Hilton is in Melville, Long Island, just so you know. Okay?
So check the dates on that.
Yeah.
Oyster Bay.
Yeah, it's not Oyster Bay. It's Melville.
Right.
Okay? So check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so where were we?
I don't know. I'm going to disconnect the Wi-Fi from my computer.
Okay. Disconnect that shit. That's cool. Anybody want to chat with us, man? We're just hanging out. You know, we just doing nothing here tonight.
No, maybe we can end the show early.
We could do that.
So I can get one last stupid in before my man heads out the mountain. That would be nice. Boss man.
Wow.
Just saying.
All right. You know what? We are going to end the show early because we're having some technical difficulties. I can't even
difficulties. I can't even say it.
Some technical difficulties.
I can't even say it. Oh, my God. And now I totally...
And you know what? I can be honest with you. I've been feeling under the weather all night.
Oh, God. Please tell me you're not getting the flu.
I think something's going on with me. I feel like shit all night.
I'm going like this now.
Yeah.
I'm not smelling my armpits. I'm blocking. Now I'm putting a germ barrier up.
Put it up.
Oh, my God. Oh, speaking of the flu, this is very important. I don't give a shit about the flu shot in and of itself. If you do get the flu, and it's rampant in New York right now, I learned some very important information. Don't fuck around with it, men, okay? It is deadly. Young kids are dying from it. Just want you guys to, you know, constantly wash your hands. If you have to cough, cough into your arm like this, you know, like the smell in your armpit. Do not cough into your hands. If you do come down with the flu, and you'll know it because it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks, go to the doctor, verify that it is the flu. They do a little swab really quick. They'll give you some Tamiflu, things like that. Yes, you're supposed to get bed rest. Do not go out in public and continue to spread the germs. But the thing you need to worry about is it turning into pneumonia and then turning into sepsis and then killing you. The flu, they fucked up royally with this flu vaccine.
Yeah.
They did not guess right. That's how they create the flu shot, folks. They guess which strain is going to be rampant. Mm. And that's how they make the flu shots. So they made all these flu shots. That's only about 10% effective. So sadly... 10% is better than none for those that have an immune-compromised system. But moms, kids, parents, anybody, if you are diagnosed with the flu, stay indoors. Do not continue to spread the germs. You are contagious from the first symptoms for 7 to 10 days, folks. 7 to 10 days. Not 3 days I'm on antibiotics. Not 5 days I'm feeling better. You are contagious. 7 to 10 days on the first symptoms of the flu.
And that's nasty shit, too, man.
It is. Half our friends are
sick,
are sick.
That's right.
And it's sad, but you know what? Be proactive. You know, I'm sorry if you guys have to work. If you can work from home, try and do that. You're not going to feel like working. You're really not.
You're not going to feel like moving.
You're not going to feel like
moving. That's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to end the show a little early because I feel like shit.
And I'm going to disinfect
I don't have
every inch of my body.
I started feeling sick around like 2 o'clock today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for telling me. Okay.
And, yeah, that's it, you know?
We love you guys.
We love all you
we
guys.
We want everybody to stay safe.
Stay safe. So we're going to end the show early tonight.
Watch out for potholes and assholes.
Watch out for all that shit. And we'll be back next Monday night feeling better with a great show for you guys. Have all our little problems here worked out. Please go on our page, follow us. Like our page, share our page. Let's get the mayhem out. And
we're ready to rock for riding season.
That's it.
51 more days. Woohoo!
51 more days to ride season.
It's a two-wheel thing.